This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Speaking of QBs, so Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, Jaden Daniels, and Michael Penix all came to D.C. at the same time, all interviewed together for the Commanders' gig at the number two overall selection, and there's been so much made about the Topgolf outing. Drake May was actually on ESPN's shoulder programming. They've got our guy Kevin Clark, who does an entertaining show on Peyton Manning's platform. May guested with him today, and he was asked about the Topgolf experience.
I actually thought it was one of the cooler events I've been on. I think, you know, we always kind of these different places you go and see, kind of a steak dinner spot, and you know, just you're surrounded with, you know, the head coach and GM and quarterback coaches, and then the Commanders took an approach of all of us being together and seeing how we interact, and getting a chance to swing the golf club a little bit. I enjoyed it, you know, be around the other guys. I got to meet a lot of different guys throughout the process, and a lot of, you know, guys I saw in high school recruiting. I remember Amarius Mims. Yeah. I tried to get him committed to Alabama when I was committed there in high school. Again, full circle. I know JJ well, and seeing Jaden and those guys was, I think it was a really cool experience for me. I think, yeah, you know, we all got our separate time with the coaches when we need to. It's not like we didn't do any of that. But Topgolf was just a way for us to get out and do something fun the evening before. So,
were you the best golfer there?
I like to say I was. I think I had the best swing, so I think I was hitting it pretty good. So, but JJ McCarthy was hitting it well as well.
Yeah, okay, good.
Paul was hitting it well. The Iowa tight end, he was hitting it pretty good. So,
but you thought it was a good, just a good different experience to, to kind of meet the guys.
Yeah, and they changed it up. I thought it was pretty sweet.
That's pretty funny that not only did he give you a little breakdown on the quarterbacks, but he's calling out random tight end in the 22 players who is swinging it pretty good. But if they're making the pick based on golf, he only named McCarthy. Doesn't sound like Penix or Daniels was putting on a show.
Yeah, it may not be the number one criteria, but maybe it's on a list somewhere. Yeah, I mean, the thing that I kept stressing is that everybody was acting like this was the only thing they did. You know, and that's the part that drove me crazy, where it was like, so all the Washington guys, all they did was they got a couple of an Ubers together and they just went to Topgolf and that was it. There were so many other activities. So as he said in there, yeah, there are other conversations. There's plenty of other stuff. But this was in addition to that, a fun thing that we all ended up doing together that was different outside the box. And I'm sure, again, Washington had a reason for it. Something to try to glean and learn. Who knows what it was, what the experiment was, or otherwise. I have no idea. You know, we'll have to ask them at some point. That part always drove me crazy, GP, that everybody was acting like, how amateur hour is this? They had limited time with prospects, and the only thing they did was go to Topgolf. I hated that.
Eric Aull, the Iowa tight end, who's got a fifth or sixth round grade via Dane Brugler of The Athletic, was arguably the best golfer. If you're keeping score, according to Drake May, we now know he was one of the 22 30 visits, as they call them, of the players that went out to Topgolf. Yeah, I just thought there was way too much made about it, right? The first time we'd heard about how they were doing these interviews, you and I spent a lot of time discussing, this is kind of odd. They're having all the guys in at the same time, and I thought it was strange that they were going to have not all of their meetings, but some of their meetings together, sitting shoulder to shoulder, talking to members of the staff. I also then, though, thought it was peculiar that maybe you'd be walking into a room as someone's walking out, and you're going to see each other in the hallway. It ended up that the next day we found out that at least a good portion of the day was spent hanging out, dudes being dudes, bunch of 20-year-old college kids at Topgolf. Cool. It's the end of a really long process. I think if nothing else, it's a good opportunity to evaluate the person more so than the football player. And you're just watching. You've got a lot of staff roaming around, maybe taking some mental notes on what they're seeing, whose demeanor is interesting, or they're liking how the guys interact. I don't think there's anything wrong with the Topgolf outing. I couldn't believe that people took issue with it. If you think it's strange that they have all the guys together because that's peculiar and different, I get that. But for people that actually zeroed in on how dare them leave the facility and have this golf outing and have the guys competing, very, very strange to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good to hear that Drake May was a fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.